Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Okay, fine. All right. Today's daf is daf Samach Gimel. We're two lines from the bottom on Samach Beis and Beis Tanan Hasam. So we're going to finish up here to the Mishnah. We're going to talk about the ramp. There's a very big machleikus over here, fascinating machleikus, because the truth is, I had looked at pictures, and there was some pictures were one way, some pictures were another way. It turns out it's a machlokes rishayim. So a lot of these pictures are, this one I don't know, again we spoke about this one, I don't know, that one is not, okay, so this picture, let's take this one. Oh, that's this one.
Can you clear it?
So yeah. Do you see the two opinions? Yeah, look. See these two ramps here?
Right.
Look at this one.
Right.
That's Tyson's Ashita.
This is just showing.
This is one mini one, except in two directions. So, let's see this now. We'll see the. You see what I'm saying? Two different pictures.
And there are a lot of different pictures, of course.
Two different pictures.
And by the way, they're all impossible.
Okay, so that
I know. They don't work.
Well, let's
go through our background.
It doesn't work. Let's go. Let's get it. Okay, we gotta go. Gerald Sachs is waiting for us.
Oh, Gerald.
Let's go.
So this is.
It's beyond words. I'm speechless. What? Don't rush back.
Where is he?
BD.
I don't know where he is.
BDS.
He's on honeymoon.
I'll tell you the problem. Sure, after you should have a day off. Certain limit that you're allowed, unless you're out of the country, that you're allowed to be on
shore. Okay.
You have a limited, like, 8 days a year.
It's
so
like,
you're allowed to be on the Zoom. So now that you're allowed to be on the Zoom.
Take time off.
So you're going to lay in
the Zoom. Man, awesome. Weiter, two lines from the bottom, Samach Beis and Beis. Tanan Hosom. Hakevesh v'hamizbeach shishim u'shtayim. It says that the entire length of the ramp and the mizbeach are 62. Correct the Gemara, if you do, what's 32 plus 32? 64. Very good. Hani shitim barba'avu, the 64, because the Gemara just said previously that the kevesh is 62, and we know the mizbeach is 32, and then the Mizbeach is 32 as well. 32 plus 32 is 64. So, Zogdi Gemara, how do you have 62? Zogdi Gemara, and then to Perech Amal Yisoy V'Amal HaSoyder. So, if anyone has a picture over here, thank you very much, David. Yeah, it's a little unclear, but it's the Kevesh on the bottom, technically, is not 32 Amos long. It's really only 30 because the top part hovers over the Soidev and the Yisoid, which are Amma each. So you take, what's 32 minus 1? Minus 1?
30.
30. Time twice. 32 minus 2 is what? 30.
Yeah.
Very good. So, in Pels, they had a good math teacher, right? Yeah.
The Seidid
was there, but the Seidid wasn't, but we looked at it as if it extended.
Right.
Correct. Okay? So the top was Pareach Amal Yisav Amasoyev, and therefore that's how we come up with 62, because if you take the bottom, it's 30 plus 32 is 62. Amram Barchama. Okay. Kol Kivshe Kvashim. Shloish Amas La'ama. So here we're going to measure the incline, right? So there's an level of incline. What exactly was the incline? And here we're going to come up with the shear. Is that for every 3 amos of length, it went 1 amo up. Except, okay, good, chutz mikivshei shel mizbeach, except for the ramp of the mizbeach, shehel hoyo sholosh amos umechze, ve'etzba ushlish etzba b'zechusa. Zechusa here means, they translate as it literally means a male, but it means like a large etzba. The thumb, large etzba. or the middle joint of the thumbs. That's the thickest, part, finger.
Thickest digit.
Yeah. So that the incline of the kevesh of the mizbeach was 3.5 and 1 1/3 etzba. So how do we get to this math? Because how high did the kevesh go? 9. Right? Because the mizbeach was 10, including the kronos. We know that the kevesh didn't go up to the kronos, so it went up to the top. So what's 10 minus 1? 9. So the height of the kevesh at the end was 9. Beginning obviously was on sea level, whatever. Right? So if you do the shiurim, 32 amos length, which the Bach has a problem, really, because the bottom wasn't 32 amos. So that's the Bach's kash over here. But let's assume the bottom was 32, and it went up to 9. So 32 and 9, if you do the math, what's 32 divided by 9? 3.5. Okay? Plus a half. So it's 32 divided by 9, and it's 3.5, but you have this extra half amma. If you take a half amma and divide it by 9, you're gonna get a total of 4 tzvachim. 4 tzvachim divided by 3 is 3 1/3, is 1 1/3. So let me do that again. I don't know if I explained that well. You have
3 to 5 nights.
So if you get, it's really 9. 9 9 and 9/3, which is, yeah, divided by, you get 1 1/3 etzba per each year. So, does that explain it enough? I mean, that explains it enough? Okay. You got it. Okay, so that was this year. Okay, now the big question over here is this, these little mini kvashim. Exactly how are they situated? So, the Pashup Shot is, and you look at Rashi, I don't know if it's Pashup Shot, but Rashi says very clearly over here that this picture is the correct one. That the little mini kvashim, the exit ramps, there was one, so let's say, for example, here's where the difficulty is. So, the Kayan is going up on the Kevesh, and then he has to go to the Soive, which is in the middle of the Mizbeach, a little bit above the middle of the Mizbeach, to do the Chatzis, Hachitzoinus, on the Kronos, right? So he gets up there, he goes up the main ramp, takes the exit ramp to the right, goes off the belt, takes the exit, goes on to Ocean Parkway, and he...
It starts at that height of the Mizbeach. Of the Kevesh.
He can't start up from the Ritzbah. So that this picture is not so clear in that regard. But the start of the ramp is on the kevesh. It's not from the floor. This picture is a little bit confusing in that regard. This one is clear. The one David has. Okay. This one's a little clearer. I don't know. But it's okay. That's why we have to look at the Rashi. That's why you can't just look at pictures.
Show it to him.
So it goes up from the right of the kevesh. You go to the slave. If you go around, you finish it. Everyone listening here? So you go to the right, and the entire time the kayin is facing the marocha. So he's walking sideways. He's walking as well. Right? So he goes up. Okay, everyone's looking. He walks up the kevesh. He hits the exit ramp. Goes to the right. Hits the soive. Makes a right, and then he goes like this. And then he gets to the northern end, and he goes like this.
Always facing.
And then he goes to the west, and he makes like this.
Listen,
and he's always facing Mexico. He's going right. Then he gets to the southwestern corner. Okay.
Southwestern,
southwestern corner. He's facing sideways. So here's where he is right now. He's walking sideways. He finishes, sorry if I'm running too quickly. He gets to the southwestern corner, and he does the dam of the chatas on the top of the keren. Now he has to do the shiari adam on the yisoid on the bottom. How does he get there? According to Rashi, he's stuck. He has to turn around, go this way,
because he has to make a penis shadow.
Right. He goes back to the kevish. He goes on the kevish. He goes to the ramp that's on the left of the kevish down to the yisoid.
He's facing the other way.
At that point, he's facing the other way. He turned around.
He turns his body.
He turned around.
So it's right.
So he turned around and he went the other way. He traced his steps. Yes. Sorry, you have to say that. I too, because I didn't see anyone say it first. You have to say it.
Otherwise,
it's the left. So it has to be on the right. So he's going around the Mizbeach. He retraces his steps, goes back to the small kevish from the Soive to the main kevish, and then he goes across the kevish to the one on the other side and goes down to the Yisoid. Does anyone get that? Everyone get that?
Yes. That will go to the Yisoid or the Ritzvah?
It goes to the Ritzvah. But it's right next to the Yisoid.
Where do you see that in Rashi?
Yeah. It's here, it's Rashi over here. It's a Rashi of Daf Samach Daled, maybe? Or it's Zichar Rashi on... it's not here. It's Rashi on Samach Daled. So if you look at Tosfos, the problem Tosfos has is it comes out according to Rashi, you're going to have to do an about-face. Imagine what's going on over here. You have to do an about-face, retrace your steps, go back to the other side of the small kevish, back onto the main kevish, go cross over Ocean Parkway, get to Coney Island Avenue, and you go down and you make...
What if there's somebody else on the side?
Right.
So everybody else is going counterclockwise. He's going clockwise. What if there's somebody else on the side?
Well, it gets pretty crowded over there also. Mars, see the next Mishnah. So Tosfos asks, this is what Tosfos, so look at Tosfos and Samach Daled. Tosfos and Samach Daled, look at Tosfos. We have to see this Tosfos inside. Alba b'mayriv, you see the Tosfos? Alba b'mayriv lahoyu loy kevish l'smol lifnais by l'soivik.
On this picture,
wait. I know you're... V'tzorach lalois l'roishim is back. L'amah b'droim is so karen, and he has to stand over there, and he has to... And he says Rashi brings the Araya from the Mishnah in Sukkah. Gabi nechasav ala b'kevish upon l'smol loy. V'loy tnan b'hu upon l'soivik. So in other words, Tosfos is bringing Araya from Lashon of Rashi. There was no ramp on the left of the main kevish that went to the soivik. Yeah, okay? So that means this picture is correct. Now, Tosfos says, V'nir medem yisham raya, he says it's not a raya. He says, let's just see where his teretz is. He says, V'kach nira, v'hayisham kevish, that there was a kevish from the Soiviv on the left side.
To where? That's this one.
So it went down to the small kevish that went to the Yisoid. Now what's that exact point? That's a great question. I don't know. Mecha Tesi, this picture is correct. Maybe it went to the middle and it went down.
Why didn't it just go to the Ritzvah?
Unless you go with the incline. Three amas per amma.
So the three amas per amma does not work for anyone in the Soiviv.
Well, okay, that's, again, if the math works out, we'll have to talk, but that shear, the level of where it would start and the incline of it would be based on the formula of 3 per 1, whether that makes sense or not, 3 per 1, and then it would go down here, and then you'd go over to the, so this one is Tosfos' opinion.
It was an off-ramp, and according to Tosfos, it was an off-ramp,
went onto the canvas and onto that other aspect. What will he say?
Yes, and according to Tosfos, when you're done with the chatos, you just went down this ramp to the next ramp.
You were down there anyway. You can jump off.
Right. No, he's asking, why don't you just jump off from here to here? Yeah, just jump off. You're already on the lower part. Yeah, well, I don't. Who said they were able to jump? What? They were barefoot, you know. What? Now you don't go all the way up, though. You go onto the side of it. All the way around. The question is, once you're all the way around, what do you do from there? You're at the end of the line.
It's a dead end.
According to Rashi, it's a dead end. You got to retrace your steps, go all the way back to the other thing, and then go back down, and then go back down, like, cross over. You got to cross over Ocean Parkway and get to the other exit. So this is, oh, like cross it over? It's definitely unique and interesting. I thought about it. I don't know if there's a problem. It comes out a weird situation over here. Yeah, you have to say that this kevesh that Tosis is talking about was it was just an extension of the one of on the floor. So what?
Kind is a good way, and he doesn't have to go ahead and cut it.
Yeah, he doesn't have to turn around. Right. Tosis's main problem, as the Mishnah will see on the end of Samach Gimel here, we're going to do today, hopefully, that Tosis has a problem, because it says only by certain things did you turn around. Here, according to Rashi, by every Chatas HaChitzayis, you'd have to turn around. Take an about face. Right? Am I making sense?
Yeah.
No, it makes sense what I'm saying. Well, not Chatas Ha'of, you mean? We'll see about a Chatas Ha'of. That's it. Just no, here we're just talking about a Chatas Chitzayis, right? Regular Zvacha. A lot of... There's a lot of two-way traffic. Not only that, there are people that stop in the middle of the road. They're, you know, they're texting. A lot of people texting on Mizbeah. A lot of texting going on. Imagine if they'd be texting. Not only you'd have so much traffic, but you'd have people texting. It'd be gridlock.
Which one of these questions was three for one?
Well, L'chaira, not L'chaira, I don't know. Or these were the 3.5 to 1 cheshbon. I think these chutz mikipsa shel mizbeach. Yeah, Ray Rashi says the ones on the side were 3 to 1.
But they weren't.
Okay,
they
all right.
To a lower height. If they're lower height, that means they're a shallower rise.
That's right.
A deeper rise.
Mm-hmm.
Not possible.
You're right. Yeah, this is a problem. I know. I thought about that. It's a problem. The math is a little bit of an issue, but the reason why this incline was like this, by the way, was because it would make it easier for the kohen. They'd be carrying all these limbs up to the top of the mizbeach, and they made the incline very user friendly. It wasn't such a steep incline. You know, he wasn't going there to do exercise. You know.
It is about the Mishkan. What they did.
Oh, what about the Mishkan? Okay, that's another question. Yeah. Okay.
Menachas
hayu nikmatzes.
They had a kevesh.
That's what you see. Yeah. Hamanachas. Oh, alright, now that we got that clear, let's move on to Menachas.
No way.
Halfway through. Hamanachas are you the Bazar, Minchas, the carbon mincha, the ones that at least would have a kmitza would be done anywhere in the Azara. In other words, there's no din tzafen. The Nachalas Lefnim and Akloyim Lezichei Kuruna. And these menachas were eaten, the ones that would have a kmitza, of course, not all were eaten, but the ones that have a kmitza would be eaten in the Azara to the Zichrei Kuhuna. Mechol Machol, in any way, shape, or form, you can have mustard or ketchup or whatever.
And peanut butter and jelly.
Or peanut butter and jelly, yeah. So that'll make a little more sense if you have peanut butter and jelly, yep. Mechol Machol, Yom Laila Chatzos. Again, also until Chatzos, they will have to call them in Avera. Rashi says here, the Yalfinim and Minchas Lachme Toida. The source that a mincha is eaten Yom Laila is learnt out from Lachme Toida, which are eaten Yom Laila. Amar Rabbi Lozer, mincha shenik mitzah beheichol is kshelo. A mincha, oh. So the place of the mincha, the kmitza, is done in the azar. Chol makom azar. But let's say he decided to go into the heichol and do the kmitza over there.
The heichol part of the azar.
Oh, this gets very nitty gritty over here. Oh. Is the heichol part of the azara, just a little bit more holiness? Is it like, you know, the master bedroom, you know, lahavdol? Like it's part of the house, but it's like has its own kedusha, or is it its own makom? This is Rabbi Yechiel Michel Feinstein, the Grimm.
Yeah.
The Grimm.
He said this part of the.
He clears what you're saying. Yeah, the Grimm.
So we didn't have the Shiloh.
The Grimm soul.
The
Grinch.
We didn't have the Shiloh when it came to the Chor of Isaac.
Wait, what?
We didn't have the Shiloh when it came to like Kach and Kalam.
Yeah, oh, the Gemara's going to say it. Yeah, the Gemara's going to say that case. Yeah, Shlomim Shashach to Behekel, which we're going to see. We had it also in Yedalit a little bit. But yeah, very good. It's also Menachas Tavches. So we'll see about the regular commands. But now we're saying regular minchas that are nikmats. They could be nikmats in the hechol and the kosher. Shekematzinu besiluk bezichin, because lechem aponim had these bezichin that were bezichin are the containers that held the little frankincense, the little voinas, and you would take it out, you take it off of the lechem aponim and be makdir it on the chuppah mezbeach achitza. That's like a ma'aser kmitza.
It's a matzah.
What?
No,
right.
That's one of the things you wrote before.
You
put it right away.
Oh, right. Yeah, for the macro rocha shnir shel
kateres.
The raya is that you would do the lechem aponim, the process of hakrova by lechem aponim is you would take these two bazichin off of the lechem and be maktir it on the mizbeach achitzu. That Rashi says is a kmitza, because a kmitza, the yisoid of a kmitza is that you are separating that which is meant to go the gavoya from that which is meant to be eaten.
What?
So, and it's matir the mincha. Yeah.
Shnei
bezichel avoyna, like the Mishnah said, is matir. You're being mavdil the chelik gavoya from the chelik tachton, and that's a tushel here to regular kmitza. Masav Rabbi Yirmiyah. Fine. And that was done in the heichol. Okay, so that's how we're learning. Most of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the komatz bisham. What's that sound? What? No, for sure. Yeah, that's where they would do it. We gotta do the Gemara. The komatz bisham, the fret Rabbi Yirmiyah. It says, you shall do kmitza from there. What does bisham mean? Bimokam shiragli hazor oimdis. From the place that the zor can walk. Now, where can the zor walk? In the azoro. Ben Besero Omer, Minayin Shim, he says a different limud. Minayin Shim comments with small, Shiyachz of Yikmish V'yamin. Let's say he made a mistake, he was a lefty, and he did a Kmitz of Besmol, and that's not okay, of course. Could he put it back and redo a redo? Could he? No, he's not a lefty. He did it with his left hand. Well, usually they go together, but here, yeah, he made a mistake. He did it Besmol, and he, you know, Could he read? Is there backsies or not? No backsies or no, yes backsies. The rule is he can. That's what it means. Mekomatz misham. Tamalim misham. Mimakom shekomatz kvar. If you already did a kmitza, you can still do it again, and that's the limit according to them say. But what do you see? You see that it says mimakom shirag hazor oindus, but that would imply you can't do it in the eichel. So it has to be in the azor. Yikad the amri who meisel abu mefarakla. Some say that Rabbi Yirmiyah, who asked this question, he gave his own answer. Ikadamri, some say, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kivil Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, Asrab Elocha, he said, I'm going to explain it to you. Loi Nitzrucha, Ela Lahachshir Kol Azor HaKula. It's not that it's only B'makam Shiragli Azor Oimdus. It's even in the place Shiragli Azor Oimdus. Because you might have thought Kolazarakula, meaning what? Sakadai the Chamino Hoyva, Oilo Kochi Kochim, Mincha Kochi Kochim, Oilo is Kochi Kochim, and a Mincha is Kochi Kochim, Ma Oilo Tunat Sofen, Af Mincha Tunat Sofen. You might think you might need Sofen by Mincha as well, and therefore the Pasuk has to teach us it could be anywhere where a Zar can walk, which is even in the Darim of the Azor. At this, right, but it's not coming to, but if the Hechel Kabachoyim would be okay. Not coming to exclude the Hechel. That would be okay. It's just telling us you don't need Sofen. In fact, Gemara, why would I think you need Sofen? Because you're learning out from Oilo. Ma'ilo, Oilo Shekein Kolil. An Oilo is a Chumra, it's completely consumed. So maybe what? You learn from Mechatos. Maybe it's Mechatos. Ma'ilachatos Shekein Mechaperes Al Chaybe Krisos. Mechatos, you could say there's a Piercho because Mechatos is Mechaper and Krisos on Chorus.
You're talking about a Zevach? That's
a Zushto? Mincha learning it out from a Zevach. That you need, you might think you need soften.
Completely different,
right? Oh, you're very good. Very good. Very good. You're about to ask the next line of the Gemara. May Osho Malo Osho Shekei Mine Domim. Mikulu Malo Kulu Shekei Mine Domim. You hear this? Very good. Very good. So, El Itzrich. So I need the pasuk because why would I think you need it? Why? There's a din of hakgosha by a mincha. The mincha has to be approached, or brought close to the mizbeach, and then it says you take a kmitza. So I would have thought, nah, hakgosha became my rabbi's droimis, af kmitza became my rabbi's droimis. I would have thought that the kmitza has to be done in the same place that the hakgosha is done, which is in the southwest corner. We'll learn out in Amud Beis how you know that.
Wow.
Yeah, because the Hagosha is like the beginning of the Hakrova, and the Kmitza is like the next step in the Hakrova. It's like a procession, progression. And you would say it follows suit. Yeah, I don't know. It's a Havamina. Yeah, Havamina. It's a Havamina. A Havamina is a Havamina. You could hear it. Is it? But Kamashmon. Yeah, there is such a thing.
So Kamash
on the pasuk that you don't have to do it. You could do it anywhere in the Azor, but not right. Exactly.
What about the Hechel?
Not excluding the Hechel. The Hechel we're going to learn out. You can learn it out because we find it by Silat Bezichin. That's where we're remaining over here. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Shlamim sheshachton behechels ksheirim. Shlamim we know shchita. Is anywhere. No, not Betzofen. Doesn't have to be. It's Kochim Kalim. Anywhere. Now the question is, will it apply by Kochim Kochim? I have some thoughts on that, but let's just keep the Gemara now. It's a clear. Yeah? Because if you learn that the Hechel is its own Makam, maybe the Din Sofen is only when you do it in the Azura, but the Hechel Bechlau does not have a Din Sofen.
Yeah, but then the whole Tzad and Chit in the Hechel.
No. No, because maybe. No, maybe.
No, if the child is
maybe the it's a Kavah Chaimer. He's saying, but maybe the tzad is that the Hechel's kosher because it's a Kavah Chaimer from the Azara. There's another tzad. Yeah, we'll see now. Here. Listen to the Svara. I mean, Mar's going to say the Svara. So Shenemar, this is all part of what the raid. So it's kosher. Why? Shenemar v'shachdu eso pesach ha'amayv lahi tafu chavim in eker. So after Gemara, the whole shechit of Kochim Kalim has to be tzusheld to the pesach ha'amayv. Right? That's what it has to be nesiachas to. So if that's okay. So the ikur is the oil moid. If the ikur is the oil moid, how could the tuffle, which is the azara, be any more chomer than the ikur? We had this story before. Very good. Yeah, when we have it before.
Was it a kamchomer or not?
El memches. Memches on the base. Yeah, very good. Shlei tuffle chomer in the ikur.
But that's a bit
the right. But the Gemara is saying, if you look at Rashi very carefully, Rashi says it over here. Shenemar v'shachadu pesach oil moed. See the Rashi? Alma mid the tola hechsher azora lishlamim b'pesach oil moed. Shvamino oil moed ikav azora. In other words, it's a din in the azora. The makam in the azora that's okay is the one That's nisyaches to the oil moed. So if you have a oil moed itself, Rashi adds in that word azor. It's major lumbus. Well, that's by achatus. You know, like achatus chitzoyin. This is an isur. There's an isur to bring the dam with nim.
Right.
Yeah, that's by the dam.
Right.
The dam of achatus.
Only dam.
Yeah. You wouldn't know. No, the I'm looking at something else here. What?
This Rashi, the Zohar Tafel is. This Rashi just read the Zohar Tafel. Does that mean that the Zohar Tafel is
Chilish? Is it Chilish you do it in the Oil Mois? I don't know if you should. I don't know if it has a Milo over the Azara. Yeah, maybe Chachili. You should do it in the Hechel. We'll have to see about that because there's a whole problem of Bir Ekonis over here. What happened to Bir Ekonis? Yeah, but you don't need to be there. You can shecht it in the Azara. Is that called a Bir Ekonis when you go into the Hechel to do something that's not necessary? You're right, it's kosher, fine, it's Gevaldik, but well, I don't need to do it over there. I can do it in the Azara. So that might be a reason to say why you can't do it Chachilo, but we'll have to see if Mechus Chinuch talks about this. You know, we'll talk about it. That'll get to the Gemara. It's a busy day today.
I was thinking about it before. I think the Shabbat
is
that
you're right.
The
fact
is
that
the problem
with
the Shabbat is
now that
you're shattered, so
what's
that
law?
Say
you're
right.
To be a
Reconis,
and
you're not supposed to, you shouldn't. Now we can do it. This is the question.
Yeah, so the, right.
Yeah,
the question is if it's a Bir Reconis, but yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying to Yitzchak. That's what I was saying to him. Yeah. No, you were talking to Reb Nosson, but Meisvei. Reb Yechonon ben Miseir Oimer. Here's a kasha. Minayin Shem Hikifu Evde Gechav Meskol Azoru. Oh, let's say the goyim where they surrounded the Azoru, and Rashi says they were. Look at the Rashi. Mechama for war. Mamish, the six-day war. 6 day war. Mamish, the war of independence, the 6 day war. The surrounding the Makam HaMikdash, the Yerim Chitzim, throwing arrows, the Avni Bustirois, and catapults, right? Catapulting with Toich HaZorah. So what do you do? You gotta go into the Hechel, you gotta go under a roof. So, and this again, you see Mamish, Mitten Churban, they're thinking, this is what they're thinking about.
And what, are you training? No interruption. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam.
Why? Oh, because there's a roof on the Azorah?
Yeah, the Rambam has a roof on the whole thing.
Maybe they're not down the roof.
The catapult's not down the roof. Okay. Fine. Minayishim, Mekivav, Dikachav, Meskol, Azorah, Shekahan, Mechos, Mesham, Oichel, Shem, Kachi, Kachim. You could go into the Eichel to eat Kachi, Kachim. Tamalayver, Bakoydish, Akadoshim, Teichlenu. You allowed these a special reboy, that you could eat kochi kochim inside the hechel. You know you can eat kochi kochim in oil moyed. So in the yazorah, so of course you can eat it in the hechel because the hechel is more kedusha. So what do you need a pasuk to be marbe kochi kochim to be eaten in the hechel? Hachi hashda, frankly, Gemara, what's the comparison? When it comes to doing service, the avoida, so if you could do the service in the Azara, then it's even better to do the service in the, like the Shechita, for example, to do the service in the Hechel. Achila, when it comes to the Achila, eating, giving a sandwich, they know the Meichel b'makom Rabbi. You know, so you go eat something in front of your Rebbe. Very good. That we don't say. We don't say Tafel is more chamin than the Iker because this is a kula. That's a good way of saying it. It's a kula to eat. You're having a meal that you wouldn't say the svara of loy tafel chamer loy tafel chamer than the Iker.
If Tafel
chamer
were right, you could go into the Kaddish Kedushin and eat your sandwich.
Well, you do this Iker with the Yelsin. What's the Iker Shiloh? What's
Which, what do you mean?
Exactly, pasta the shadow.
So then don't eat it. Maybe, that's a mess. What's the shot? That's a mess. That's a
mess.
Yeah.
Why
did
they go
into this?
They couldn't go.
It's important to know the Rashi and this whole Gemara is a Gemara, but that's Rashi Dal, but this is a whole Gemara in the Nachas Daf Ches. Rashi says the over there, Ve'en Yehakoyhanim Yecholim Lechol Ba'azor Mei Ramachan Lekashosus. The spears and the arrows are raining down. And then the Chiddush of Nichos Lechol. This is a major Rashi. If you look at Rashi in Menachos Chesam Adbeis, the last Rashi on the page, Rashi says, V'lei Arminu De Lipsu Kachim Ba'ach Yitzir. It's not enough for us to be Yoytze. Whole separate part. Nothing to do with if you're achilas. It's psul yoytze. That's the shayla over here. Shalom sheshachtem beechol. Should be a psul yoytze. Yeah. This is very.
It's not psul yoytze when it comes to shkita, but when it comes to achilah.
Yeah, but mele, if you do the shkita,
it's very dinner.
But this gets to what Jonathan mentioned a few blot ago. If there is a din of psul yoytze when you didn't go from one place to the next, let's say you were born in the wrong place, so you do shechita in the heichol, is that a psul yoytze? I found this question from the Dvar of Rome, I think, back then.
Well,
I think after a good nap on Shabbos, I might say,
feel
good. Yeah, I had a good nap before, yeah. So, head's a little clear. The rest of the week it gets all.
I thought the Kabbalah came to you in a dream.
Chatas Oif. Okay, moving along. Chatas Oif. Thank you. Oisinasis al Karen. Dremis Marovas. Okay, the Chatas Oif. The Chatas Oif was performed. We're not referring to the Malika here. We're referring to the Hazor, the Chatas Oif. The Hazor is you sprinkle the dam, and by Chatas Oif, it's always easy to remember, it's always the opposite by the birds. Right? The birds, it's the chatas is below and the oil is above. So the chatas oif, you would do the hazah on, you sprinkle it on the corner of the mizbeach, on the southwest corner, you'd sprinkle the blood over there, that's the chatas oif. But it was kosher every place, but this was its place. Okay, that needs to be, that those words don't make sense, the Gemara's gonna ask what that means.
What?
These words. B'chom makam ha'isak sheiro, elezeh ha'isim ha'kaim.
Nasus means the zrika.
The word, it's an, this, it was, well, you're saying it was kosher b'dieved any other place, but this was its place. It's hard to, yeah, it doesn't say it like that, though. Yeah, it would have said it like that. Mara's gonna answer. The southwest corner had three functions. Milmata, on the, below the chot ha-sikro. Ushloisha milmalo, and three above the chot ha-sikro. No matter, chatas oif, you do it like we just said, the chatas oif was done below the chatas zikra, the hagoshes. The hagosh of the minche, the shiore adam, and the shiore adam, the shiraim of the chatas, both of chatas chitzonis and chatas primis would be poured on that area over there. That's where the shiraim, would be poured. That's where the shiitamar, yes. Umilmalon, and above the chotas zikra on the southwest corner, you would do nisach hayayim v'hamayim, v'oil asa'oif, kishihi rabo b'mizroch, and when the oil asa'oif, when it would get too crowded in the east, because they'd have a lot of oifus. Why? I mean, a woman brings a chotas zikra and oil asa'oif, you know, they're having babies. So they have these chotas zikras, all the time. You can't do it in the east, that was its main place, so you go to the southwest corner and do it over there. When it was too much. And that's the other place that was done again. The oil asa'if was above the chot ha-sikra. So that was another function of that corner. Kol ha'oil la-mizbeach, oil in derech yamin. Anyone who...
Were they also going on the side of it? At that turning around?
They were on the side of it.
So you got the big crap.
That's what we were saying.
It's not just the regular side.
They wouldn't go on the exit the other side, according to Rashi. Let's see the next part of the Mishnah. This is where Tosfos asks his kasha. You go up on the right, you makif on the yard and derech small, and you would go down the pathway on the left. Rashi says, "Makifin es hamizbeach v'shul tzorche avoido oy lematim b'mechatos oy sidur hamarocho oy hipuchevorim etzinur b'yordim b'marav v'shul kevesh yismo." That's what it means with makifin small. When you end up on the other side, you would go down on the left of the mizbeach. Right. So this is the person on the top of marocho, not on the side of.
Right. So we're talking about the main.
This is the problem, though. This is the problem because Rashi here brings in. Rashi brings in Tzorche Avoida Matan Tmei Chatas. See the Maroch, I understand, because there was a ramp. Unless you say, Rashi means that you would go down on the left side of the Rabbish Shokhevich.
Left side of the main kettle.
Left side of the main kettle.
Yeah, it was two-way traffic. Keep to the right.
Keep to the right.
How could you do that?
No, so it's the way Rashi would learn. Is you go around. And what? And you whatever. That's
tap. And you. So when they're going to the backs, why is the way
traffic?
No, he's saying on the side.
The side was too narrow.
He's saying they'd be banging into each other.
It's only an arm.
Right and left, they'd be banging into each other.
Unless they were really skinny. But from all that meat, that would be good.
A lot of protein. Can you imagine if a kohen wore a Fitbit? How many steps he'd take in a day? So you'd go up on the right, come down on the left. Here it is. Except for these three, they would be the ones, they would turn around, and they would be going down on the right. Rashi says, he would go to the left when he hit that Karen. When he completed, he'd turn around. The way he came up. Okay, fine. Zatig mo. V'na'ani milu. How do we know this? Amr Rabbi Shua, meaning that a chatas oif, Rashi says, is bekerem arabas joimus. Amr Rabbi. No. This is a b'di'evit.
No,
you're talking.
I'm asking what v'na'ani milu. What is it? What is v'na'ani milu?
The Hazor, we'll see. The Malika and all this. The first case of the Mishnah, the Hazor of Achata Sa'if is on the southwest corner. How do we know that? We'll see about Malika. This is confusing. It's a little confusing. The first case. Anu Rabbi Yeshua Amar Kor Lo Yosem Alei Hashem Leitin Alei Levoino Ki Chatos Hi. Chatos Kruya Mincha Umincha Kruya Chatos. This is talking about the Karbon Olah B'Yored. The highest level would be a behemoth, the next level is an oif, and the bottom level is a mincha. It says that you shall take this minchas chaytein, there's no levayna, there's no shaman, as we know. It's a dry mincha. And you would put it on the southwest corner, and it's called a chatas. So we're going to make a hekesh between a chatas and a mincha. Ma chatas tu nitzofen, af mincha tu nitzofen. Just like a chatas needs tzofen, so to a mincha needs tzofen. This is a pelatsuma, because a mincha does not need tzofen. We just said in the Mishnah in Chamed Aleph. So Rashi takes out this girsa. Instead, Rashi learns out, Machatos is posel shaloi lishma, af mincha is posel shaloi lishma. Minchas chayde it is. Yeah. And then we make a hekesh the other way around. Uma mincha bekerim marov is droimis, af chatos bekerim marov is droimis. Just like a mincha is kerim marov is droimis, so to a chatos oif, which again, the mincha of a chayde, minchas chayde is instead of the chatos oif. So the chatas oif is going to have the same halacha as the mincha that's going to be on the southwest corner. U'mincha gufa minolin. And how do we know that a mincha itself is on the southwest corner? The Tanya, we went to the Braisa, l'fnei Hashem. It says that you shall bring this carbon l'fnei Hashem. Before Hashem, Rashi says, ha'krev oisa b'nei aroin l'fnei Hashem, ha'inu shemagil mizbeach. Before Hashem. Now as we know, what is before Hashem? It means you put it on the opposite the heichel. So therefore, like this, Yachol b'mayrov, you take the mizbeach, sorry, the mincha, and you put it on the, and you magish it, you approach the western side of the mizbeach, that's where you do it, but then it says, you should put it on the face of the mizbeach, and again, what is the face of the mizbeach? The south! So what do you do it, on the west or the south? Nid o Pnei HaMizbeach Yachol B'dorim. If you're going to say the Pnei HaMizbeach, it's going to be on the south. Tam Lev Mithnei Hashem. But then it says Lev Mithnei Hashem, which is in the west. So if you put the south and the west together, what do you get? Southwest. Okay, Tzad, Magisha B'Kerem HaRavah's Droimis. K'neged Chuda Shal Kerem V'dayoi. That's what you do. And it's enough. Now what does it mean, enough? That's what the Gemara is going to explain. But that's what you do Hagosha. So that's how you see the Hagosha of a Mincha is done on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. And therefore, that's what the Limud from Mincha to Achat HaSahayv, that Achat HaSahayv also has to be done on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach.
It's a compromise.
Rabbi Ezra said like this. He has a different way, because he holds differently. We'll see in a second. Rabbi Ezra says like this. You might think you do it to the Ma'ariv, or you could do it to the south. Maybe it's or. So what do? No, Amrit, he says, you say like this. What's the logic? If you have two psukim, one of them could be reconciled with both things. It could be itself and have the other pasuk fit in with what this pasuk is saying. And one, the psukim could exist by itself, but it's going against the other pasuk. So which one are you going to do? You're going to leave the one that's, you're not going to go with the pasuk that's mekayim itself and be mevatel its other pasuk. You're going to do the one that's mekayim atzmo mekayim chaveru. How would you do this? Like this. If you're going to do opnei Hashem and do it in the, or I should say lefnei Hashem in the west, it's not opnei HaMizbeach, because that's the south. However, but if you say that you do the Hagosha on the south, Bedorim, Kiyamta l'fnei Hashem, you're going to have a Kiyam l'fnei Hashem. How is this? Hechen Kiyamta. How? Om Ravashi Kasavar Haitana Kul Mizbeach B'tsofen Koi. Because the whole Mizbeach is in the north. So if you have the southwest, you're opposite the Hechel, and you're also opening a Mizbeach by the Dorim. So according to him, you do the Hagosha on the Dorim of the Mizbeach.
Okay.
The south, yeah, very good.
On the wall, not on the carriage. Not on the carriage.
On the wall, that's what I would say, yeah.
Why did Magamara should have brought the position before? The Raya, the Kulay Mizbeach, the Tatan, Anita. Everything
Mara
tried to find a
ride. Yeah. What are you saying from the din of Hagosha?
From our Mishnah.
That's a good question. Yeah, very nice. You could have bought this opinion. Does the Mara say this opinion before? No?
No.
Doesn't bring Rabbi Eliezer? Talat Suma. Doesn't bring him? Talat Suma. Amish. Major question. Whoa. His kasha is the Mara's trying to find him on the armor before. That holds that Tzofen is, that the Mizbeach is Kula but Tzofen. Gemara doesn't bring this man the armor. Where's that Gemara? Major Kasha. No?
First family of the Rafa, right?
Yeah, we have to find this. Mani Rabbi Yitzchak Lilin.
Then he said, Rabbi Yitzchak Lilin, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't bring our.
Rabbi Yaakov, it doesn't bring this opinion. This is the type of kasha that Taisus would ask. Oh, Puma! Look at Taisus. Look at some of the bays. Yeah. Very good. No, you understand, this isn't even a better, you could ask a kash of Tosfos that's based on Svara, that's like, but to have a Yediyah, to go back to the Gemara before and Shtel Tzu, that's like next level. And he's an honor. Zog the Gemara. Mechol Malka Moisik Sheira. 2 minutes. Maiko Amar. Oh, so the Mishnah said that it's kosher everywhere except that this is its place. What's Minkus? What does this mean? Zogli Gemara, my comma. What's it saying? Amar Avashi Yalchem. This is what it means to say. B'chol makam hoitzuk sheirul imlikasa. The malika could be done anywhere on the mizbeach. Ela hoch ela zeh hoyimakom lahaz also. That's what the Mishnah means.
That's why it means nasis.
Yeah. Right. Right. So it's referring to the hazor.
The hazor.
The first nasis is referring to the hazor, and hoisek sheir is referring to the malika. That could be done anywhere in the mizbeach, but the hazor, like we learned it out from a mincha, has to be done in the southwest. Ani nohal d'ton rabbonon says malika b'chol makom b'mizbeach is sheira. He's the dama b'chol makom sheira. Here, we're gonna, this is gonna, hold your horses. He's of Dama B'chol Makim is Sheira, he's of Laimitzuk Sheira, who Bavachi Yitim Mechot Asikro Lamato Midama Nefesh. Okay, that's the Brisa. Michael Omar. What's this saying? Right? Because, it says that he's, anywhere, yeah. So, nothing more like this. Hachi Kamar. Malika B'chol Makim B'mizbeach is Sheira, like we said. Umitza Dama B'chol Makim B'mizbeach is Sheira, and the Mitzoy is kosher as well anywhere. What's mitzvah? After you sprinkle the blood from the chatas, if you squeeze it, you smush it
against
the wall of the mizbeach, the kira mizbeach. It's what? Yeah, that's, I wrote in my Gemara, I put the yud here.
No,
chatasoy.
Malka's a verb.
Because No, I know, but I in this Gemara that I have here, I put all the Hagois of the Shita in the actual Gemara, so it's a shtickle confusing over here. Oh, Zog the Gemara, Shem, he's of Lai Mitzah's Ksheira, because Mitzah's not Ma'akiv, if you didn't do Mitzah, it's kosher, so therefore you can do it anywhere in the Mizbeach. Uvavad Shiyitin Mechot Asikro L'mata Midama Nefesh, as long as you do L'mata Mechot Asikro with the Dama Nefesh, that's going to be, that's where the hazar, that's the main. The main thing is the hazar has to be l'matim l'chot ha-sikro, and also has to be done on the southwest corner. Have a great day, Rabbi Yisai.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.